This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing and the Speakeasy Marketing podcast. I want to talk to you about something that McDonald's knows about running a competitive law firm in 2022 and beyond. So as you know, the business of law keeps getting more competitive and unfortunately shows no signs of easing. And there are many signs that a recession is coming if it's not already here. Depending on your practice area, the caseload may go up or it may go down. One thing's for sure though, most people are going to have less money to spend on attorneys, on court, on motions, on witnesses, on court versus mediation or arbitration, etc. And I think a significant number of attorneys are not going to make it. And this bothers me. My self-appointed job, as Richard Jacobs, is to make sure you and your firm are not one of the casualties. You know, whether you're a long-term client of ours or, you know, someone who wants to come aboard, or if you just enjoy reading my emails and listening to the podcasts, it's my job to look out for you, to take care of you, to give you the advice that I can muster to help you win no matter what the landscape is. So today's lesson comes from the fast food industry, which is a very, very competitive business with very thin margins. So it turns out that McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, Wendy's, etc., they know something about the business of law. It's something that a lot of attorneys miss. And it's something that you can take an advantage and use to your advantage to get an edge in your metro and your practice area and to be one of the attorneys that comes out the other side of the potential recession thriving. So here's the deal. So what McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, etc., and all these other fast food chains do is they find a niche and they thrive in the fast food industry. But they quickly discover that customers value certain things a lot more than others. And when it comes to fast food, it's speed. It's getting their food quickly, hence the name fast food. And people come to these establishments because they're hungry right now. They want it convenient. They want it fast. They want it handheld. They want it right now. Speed is more important than taste in certain cases. Nutritional value, for sure. Ambiance, entertainment, etc. Customers want to be fed right now. They want it to be convenient, quick, hot, easy to hold. Zoop, they drive up and they go away. So in the real world, when it's Saturday or Sunday lunchtime or late night, Friday or Saturday night, these fast food places are busy. I've seen it with, you know, 20, 30 cars trying to go through the drive-thru. And they can't feed everyone right away. And sometimes customers have to wait in the drive-thru for 30 minutes. But what do? Well, some of the smart ones is they don't just leave the customer standing in line. They'll have the squawk box so they can make their order. And if you look at really, really avant-garde places like Chick-fil-A, they'll come out and they'll take your order right when you're in line. And why do they do this? Because they risk you waiting in line for 30 minutes and saying, to heck with this, and leaving. So they want to get your order sooner so that they lock you in. And once you go through the drive-thrus, usually there's no way to get out. You are stuck in the drive-thru. So once you order and once you're in that line, you're not going anywhere. And I've had this happen. You know, at Starbucks, I get to the front, they don't have what I want, and I'm pissed. But the fast food industry, again, knows why it does it, and they have captive customers. And once these people are captive and they put in their order, they're going to wait. They will feel like they're being taken care of, although fast food now turns into, let's say, a 30-minute sit and wait to get it. So I want to let you know something else. Is Speakeasy, we spend a lot of time here mystery shopping law firms. It's a service we provide to our clients. And we have trained specialists who will play prospect, and they'll produce a written report that details where, you know, a given law firm's dropping the ball and letting go of good opportunities, good PNCs. And it surprises me that how many small law firms and solos, they have their phone numbers ring out to voicemail. And here's where I'm going to bring this home for you. So voicemail, if you didn't know, is the kiss of death for getting new clients. People are very impatient nowadays. They don't want to wait. They treat services like attorneys as fast food. They want it right now. They want it handheld. They want it convenient. They want it packaged up for them. So it doesn't look like a big deal, right? Just call, leave a voicemail, we'll get back to you. But it is a big deal. They have the power, they have the smartphone in their hand, and I've done this too. I call, I get a voicemail, goodbye, I hang up. I just go to the next one in Google. I touch the back button on the phone, on the screen, I go back. I just call the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And I can go through 5, 10, 15 different firms really quick. It's not a problem. It's just boom, 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 boom. So think about this. You're spending thousands of dollars a month on ads and advertising. You put a lot of effort into making content. You want to show up in the news and blogs and be the respected expert and hand out copies of your speaker book and send newsletters. You know, these are all the tenets of the marketing that we provide. But after seeing your name everywhere and feeling like you're the expert, the client's starting to know, like, and trust you, they go to your website and they finally call you to talk about their case. Then that call goes to voicemail. All that hard work you did, all that investment goes down the drain. Actually, what it's going to do, it's going to inform that person so when they call the next attorney because you didn't answer, they're even more likely to get the case than if you didn't exist because you did 95% of the selling, which is terrible. So take home message here. You need to have the calls answered. You got to answer as many as humanly possible. If they go to voicemail, you've got to get back to them quick, within 5 minutes, literally. Otherwise, the customer's gone. But as you're going to see in my next podcast episode, it's not enough to just have someone answer the calls for you. You also need someone who could do the same thing that McDonald's and Burger King and all these other places do, and that's take their order, meaning initiate the intake process, ask questions, build rapport, get them thinking, ooh, I can get help here. And I've tested this many, many times. We've taken on the answering service well over 10,000 calls so far. By the end of this year, we're going to be well over 100,000 calls. So we know. Our answering service now has great people that we train every day, and they ask qualifying questions, and they walk PNCs through the intake process, partially. They talk about the case, they get them talking, they get them, you know, we build rapport with them, they get them talking about their case, discussing what they fear, what they want, what their capacity is, all that stuff. And the more that we do this, the more likely that we can condition the person so that by the time they connect to you, and we do a live transfer, or even, God forbid, go to voicemail, they're a lot more ready to talk to you. The walls have come down. It's not so scary. It's not so bad because they feel like they're being listened to. Because normally, and I felt the same thing, people dread having to go and talk to any law firm or any lawyer, especially if they've given all these details. They don't want to go and say the same thing again to another lawyer. Like if you've ever been to the hospital and something's wrong with your knee or whatever, and someone asks you the story, you repeat it. Then someone later, another nurse says, oh, tell me about what happened. And you repeat it. Then the doctor comes in. Tell me about what happened. You repeat it. And after a while, you're like, what the hell's going on? Why aren't they listening to me? What's going on? You know, it's annoying. You don't want to do the same thing. And the nice thing is we can capitalize on this because clients don't want to do that. They don't want to repeat themselves. It's hard enough to get the story out in the first place. So if you have good answering service people that take in the person's story, that build rapport, that explain how the attorney might be able to help them, and why they may be a good fit, without promising, of course, and then they do the transfer, much more likely that you're going to get that client. It's a very, very important thing. And we've developed our answering service reps to have the expertise to recognize qualified potential clients and what might be a viable case. Of course, you as the attorney know far better, but we have a good inkling. And the more calls we handle, the better the inkling we're getting. So again, what we do is we'll do the first 20 to 30% of it, but it's a huge help instead of just cold answering the phone, or again, God forbid, not answering the phone. So you can turn other attorneys' firms and their weaknesses and how they answer the phone into an advantage for your phone if you've got the right team behind you. And that's what the rest of this series is about. We're going to go into more details about what makes a good answering service, the importance of answering, how to handle calls, how to groom PNCs so they're happy to talk to you and they have less price resistance and they're more likely to hire you, and on and on and on. So listen in. The next one is coming tomorrow. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.